CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Now, we're doing this one for anyone that shares a communal toilet at work. That's who we're doing it for.
And it can get really kind of narky, can't it?
It can, even the trade site.
Yes.
That would be one, wouldn't it?
Everyone always has their toilet that they go to.
Yes.
Don't you reckon? At a workplace, I've got my toilet that I go to.
Of course. Everyone does.
It's your favourite.
It's a natural thing. It's a human thing.
And if someone messes with that toilet, you don't like it.
No, it's not on.
And it's disrespectful.
And the issue we're having here at the radio station at the moment is someone is being so disrespectful. We don't know who it is, but it's almost at a point where they're not even flushing.
Skiddy bandit.
Yeah. Mm. And leaving it.
Which is not on.
So it is our duty because this particular toilet is one next to the male toilet. It's an individual toilet, but it's commonly known that only ladies use it. At this stage, mm-hmm. we're ruling out all the ladies and we're saying it's a rogue guy.
A
guy's gone rogue and he's just going for it. But
yes.
as we investigate more poor people that work here, mm-hmm. maybe we rule out all the guys and find out it's a girl.
It could be.
We don't know.
We're going to get to the bottom of it.
We had Justin in production. We've kind of still got him as a suspect. Our new suspect is Chris Beach, new guy.
He's new here.
Yeah. And we wanted to sit down one-on-one and interrogate him to see if it's been him that's been leaving the skitties in the communal work toilet. Beach.
You yes. know what that means.
Welcome to the interrogation room.
Oh, God damn. All right.
I'm good cop. No, you're good cop.
I don't think either of you is a good cop, but yeah, all right. Let's go with good cop.
We're both bad cops.
Yeah. Both bad cops.
I'm quite Chris, frightened, if I'm being honest.
Do you know why you're here?
I have no idea.
No idea, okay. Well, you're the second person we've interrogated on this.
And we got a lead from someone else, actually.
1 week into the gig, that's fun.
Now, that's interesting that you mentioned 1 week into the gig. So you don't know all the rules of the building.
I don't know what's going on. Playing it by ear.
You don't know what's what.
Trying not to make too much noise and be live on radio 1 week in, make a fool of myself. Oh. But here we go.
I got a question. Which toilet in the radio station do you frequent?
The male toilet?
So just the male toilets, never the toilet that's singular near the male toilet
right next
could
up.
Be mistaken for another male toilet.
No, from what I recall, it's a disabled toilet.
Kind of. It's for the ladies.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've never been in there?
I've never been in there.
You've never seen inside that toilet?
Maybe like 2 years ago when I used to work here. Maybe.
I did forget that he once worked here.
Yeah.
Damn it. So since you've been back, you've never been in that toilet?
Have not been in there once.
If you had have used that toilet, because you obviously know it's for the ladies,
yeah.
would you lie about it?
Yeah, I reckon
I'll.
Yeah. Now we're back
on track. See, now things are getting interesting.
Now we're back on track.
I mean, I'd only use it sort of after everyone's left, being the sound guy. Everybody's gone.
Okay. Have you been working late, considering you're trying to come into the workplace?
Yeah, I'm usually out of here around 6 or 7.
Okay.
Probably the latest worker here.
Look us in the eyes and swear on your family's life you have not used that toilet since you've been back here.
I swear on my life and my family's life I have not used that toilet.
You must hate your family, you sicko.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Yeah, story checks out.
Investigation over. Yeah.
Story checks out.
All right, mate. Get out of here. You wasted our time.
Sucked in.
Okay, so not every investigation is successful.
No. I mean, it takes time.
It
There's multiple suspects.
We will continue to interrogate the people of this workplace.
Until HR shuts us down.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
101.3 CFM.
I know we've spoken on this show before about celebrity riders, which a rider is usually when a celebrity has a concert, what they request be in the room or what they need when they're doing a show at a venue.
And they like to get ridiculous, don't they?
Some of them are pretty ridiculous. And we've talked about, I mean, the big stars. I've got a list of every big celebrity.
Okay.
I've got an exclusive.
There's always the ones that are like, I just want blue M&Ms in
a
bowl.
Yes, yes.
That sort of stuff.
It's interesting to see what some of them request.
What do you got? What have you rounded up?
I've got all the big celebrities this morning. Okay. Ed Sheeran.
I heard he's boring, isn't it?
It's super boring.
What does Ed want?
So he just wants a simple 4-pack of his favourite fizzy drinks and a bit of Manuka honey. That's
okay.
about it.
All right. That's an easy one.
What about Nicki Minaj?
She'd go all out.
She just wants spicy fried chicken and candles that smell like baked goods.
Okay. I find it interesting that they want this at every single show.
This
don't
is
you get
at every
sick of,
show.
You want fried chicken at every show.
Nicki Minaj loves some fried chicken.
Okay.
Kanye West.
Oh, man.
Apparently, Kanye West doesn't really like food products. He likes right. all skincare products in his dressing room, especially the main one, two Carmex lip balms. He right. has to have those in his dressing room.
Can't he just take them from the previous show? Does he need a new
Put
one?
Put them in
every
your pocket, mate. Like us normal what? People.
You don't have pockets, Kanye? I know you're a celebrity, mate, but you've got pockets.
We've all heard Cher loves to have an entire room just for her wigs. That's what she requests.
That's a creepy room.
A full dressing room that just has her wigs in it.
Wigs creep me out. I don't know why, but if I go into
creepy.
A... Oh, it's weird.
Can you imagine a full dressing room of Cher wigs?
Nah.
I'd love to get in there.
Oh, no doubt.
Madonna.
Cher wigs.
We know she can be a bit over the top, and her rider is over the top. 200-person entourage that includes personal chefs, yoga instructors, 30 bodyguards, an on-site dry cleaner for her costumes.
Who's booking that show? It's just more trouble than it's worth. I get it's Madonna,
imagine?
But just go... Yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to cater this
Ticket
Madonna.
Sales just pay for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Jay-Z and Beyonce. You want to know what's on their riders?
What do they want?
So Jay-Z requests his transportation to and from the venues.
Oh, that's fair enough.
Being a black Maybach.
Oh, okay.
And he's not driving it. He okay. wants a chauffeur.
Of
so,
course.
I mean, that's not that bad.
Okay.
Beyonce, well, this is interesting. She always requests at her venues a heavily seasoned baked chicken.
Pop down to Woolies and get the yeah, cooked chook.
The $10 chook from Woolies.
There you go, Beyonce.
Beyonce's happy.
Enjoy.
Katy Perry's got a really elaborate one.
Yeah, I thought she might. She,
like when she's coming, because she's doing the world famous Rooftop Presents.
Presents yeah.
This is what our guys here at CFM are going to have to organise.
I want to chat to the person organising this, if this is real.
This is.
I want to chat to whoever's doing the rider. Can we do that?
Yes,
can we chat
I'd to love to chat to them. Yeah. So apparently she's got a 45-page rider. And this is some of the stuff that's on it. Two cream-coloured egg chairs, one with coordinating ottoman, as well as a refrigerator with a glass door, ornate French lamps, and someone to wash and cut her fruit and vegetables. I'll put my hand up for that job.
Are you doing it?
I'll do it, guys.
Cutter?
I'll do it for free.
Yeah? Okay. Katie, come on. Get real with yourself. Please. You want all this stuff? I like to think, you know, for me and for yourself, going into a rider, that I'm down to earth, man. Mm-hmm. I just want some waters and some chips and keep it casual, some, maybe some beers.
Nah, stuff it. Give me a full room of garlic bread and some miniature ponies and I'm good to go.
We'll go full Katy Perry on them.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
It's always great when she joins us on the show, Bree. Samantha Jade is right here.
Morning.
Good morning, guys.
You've been a busy, busy lady lately, haven't you?
I have, yeah. Lots of travelling, lots of planes.
Do you ever get a time where you're just doing nothing, where you just slobbing around?
Netflix and chill, you know what I mean?
Slobbing around on the couch, Samantha Jade.
Watch a whole season of Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, just be a sloth.
I did do that with Stranger Things. I had like...
Yeah, it's a good show.
Maybe... Good show, right? I had a little bit of time off and I was like, I am going to sit here and do nothing because I'm really bad at creating work for myself. Like I'll say yes to things. Like they'll be like, oh, there's this coming up. I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. But I was like, nah, I'm not doing it. I want to watch this show. And I literally watched it all in a day.
In a day. That's a good effort.
I watched it all. I literally sat on the couch and did nothing and I did Deliveroo and I just, I ate and Netflixed and chilled.
Sammy, when you get Deliveroo, do you answer the door? Because I imagine the delivery guy when he knocks on the door and goes, hello,
hey, it's Samantha Jade.
Samantha Jade's here. Do you have to get someone else to do it so they don't know where you live?
Sometimes. It's so funny. Like, sometimes they don't know at all because a lot of people that do Deliveroo, I've found some of them are not from here, you know, so they don't know.
I get you.
But then, like, maybe a few more times than that, I feel like when they look up and they just notice, then I'm like, shut the door.
What about when Samantha Jade's catching an Uber? Do you ever get in an Uber and they're like, oh, my God, Samantha Jade?
I was literally just talking about this literally like 5 minutes ago. I caught an Uber the other day and usually I get straight in and I just sit in the back seat behind the driver, you know?
That's where I always sit too.
Yeah, yeah. So the other day I got in and this guy was chatting to me, like, about his family, and him and his wife are going to Europe on a vacation soon. And I was like, oh, that's great. Yeah, I've been living in London. And we were just, like, having a chat. And then he was like, oh, yeah, okay, then thanks so much. And then I got out and he was like, oh, was I talking to you the whole time? I was the only one in the car. He's like, oh, my gosh, you're that girl from that X Factor show. I was like, yeah.
He would have been texting everyone he knew.
You would have got out, oh, that guy talks so much. One star in the Uber. The worst.
I gave him five.
You're too kind.
I want to know when you're coming back to Summer Bay. When are we going to expect Sammy Jade back on Summer Bay, Home and Away? I was watching the show when you were on it.
Oh, thanks. You know what? I don't know if my character is really wanted. I mean, I don't remember what I did.
She was a loose unit.
I was a loose girl, and I was not very nice, and I completely understand if they wouldn't invite me back. Because
you're a bit of a mole on the show.
That's what Summer Bay needs. We need that back. That's what.
Bit of drama.
Bit of drama, you know? Fire it up.
Yeah, I was not nice on that show, guys. I was not a nice girl. But, I mean, look, maybe she can come back and it's a second chance. Maybe she changes, you know?
Okay.
A new woman.
Yeah.
I don't mind that idea. Pitch it to the writers.
Sammy, I'm just looking at your sheet here, and I know we've talked to you in the past on our show, and we talked to you about the song you did with Pitbull. Have you had any contact with Pitbull in the last 12 months or 2 years at all? Do you guys ever text?
Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah, you get anything, any love from Pitbull?
Guys, I never even met him. So, no. I never got to meet him. Like, it was, you know, it was studio magic, you know. I never actually met the guy. He just appeared on my song and I said, thanks so much. And there was an email and that was it.
Which apparently happens a lot with these collaborations.
Mm. Oh, it really does. And everyone's schedules are so nuts. I mean, God, if my schedule's nuts, I can't even imagine what his would be, you know. So,
Mr. Worldwide, yeah, no, I mean.
Yeah, he should have really kept it narrow to just Mr. Spain or
Mr.
something.
Mr. Brazil.
It would have been easier to
aim lower. He probably would have rathered that. He regrets it.
You know? It would have been easier for me, you know. But, I would, maybe I'll meet him. I don't even know. Maybe one day.
Bree and I have been doing the show together for 3 years and we're still yet to meet as well, so.
Yeah, what do you actually look like?
I will never tell.
Oh, that's worse, guys. That's worse.
Hey, got some shows coming up in June, which you can check out. SamanthaJadeOfficial.com is the website there. And the brand new song as well, Circles on the Water.
It's a ripper.
You can download that now. Samantha Jade, we love you.
Thanks, Sammy.
Thanks, guys. Good to speak to you.
Too easy. The best. Hey, Sunday's the show at the Beresford too, if you want to go along and see Samantha Jade.
Yeah, so. Sydney, get some tickets right now.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
We need to play this audio from Pauline Hanson.
It makes me, I can't even, in the past couple of days, how much talk has there been around Pauline Hanson? She's always back in the news for saying something dumb.
Yeah.
But recently in Parliament, Pauline Hanson, who's the One Nation leader, announced in the past couple of days that her party will back the federal government's $18.6 billion school funding package. And she also came out and said that autistic children should be removed from mainstream classrooms, as she said that they need too much special attention and it's to the detriment of other students in the classroom.
This is what she had to say.
I hear it so many times from parents and teachers whose time is taken up with children in the classroom, whether they have a disability or whether they are autistic. These kids have a right to an education by all means. But if there is a number of them, these children should actually go into a special classroom, looked after and given that special attention, because most of the time the teacher spends so much time on them, they forget about the child who is, you know, wants to go ahead and leaps and bounds in their education, but are held back by those because the teachers spend time with them.
Oh, what about those kids helping the other kids?
Mm.
You know, heaven forbid they'd have to put in a bit of extra time.
Can I just say segregation, like she is suggesting, is cruel. Mm. It's a punishment for these kids who don't deserve it, and I think it's a hateful thing to say.
It already happens as it is, doesn't it?
Exactly right.
There's already separate classes.
They already get segregated in society. They already get put apart from the normal,
right?
As I do the inverted commas, people. Why do something like this to these poor young children?
Next on the show, actually, Brad Wood, who formerly worked here in the afternoons.
And one of our good friends.
Yeah, he's done a video directly to Pauline Hanson addressing these issues because Brad, he has a mild case of Asperger's.
Yeah, which is a sub-form of autism.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he is doing amazing things in his life and his career. He went off to Brisbane. He's doing amazing things up there in radio. So,
well, he already feels like he has been segregated through his school times and in life, and to talk about it and Pauline Hanson wanting it to be done even more so just highlights the fact that, you know, putting these kids in a separate corner isn't the right answer.
And obviously someone like Brad, who it directly affects because he can directly relate to this, he's got a lot to say on the topic and it's really insightful.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
One Nation leader, Senator Pauline Hanson, this week she's been in Parliament and she said that they're going to back the federal government's $18.6 billion school funding package, but also said that went on to say the hateful and outrageous comments that autistic children should be removed from mainstream classrooms as they were a detriment to the learning of other children.
Yep. Our friend Brad Wood, who worked here, did the afternoon shift. He posted a video to his Facebook page, direct message to Pauline Hanson. Now, Brad does have a mild form of Asperger's syndrome.
Which is a sub form of autism.
Yep. And he feels like he's felt the effects of this in his junior life and right through to his career. Yeah, but he's doing great things, Brad. But this is the video that he replied to Pauline Hanson.
You suggest that those kids are holding back the rest of the class or teachers. Well, I'd like to suggest that with comments like yours, you're holding back Australia. These kids can become the next great minds of this country if they are given the resources to flourish.
It's well said.
It makes me upset to hear someone like Brad, who I know really well, and he's such an amazing human being, to get upset over something stupid that Pauline Hanson has said.
Well, he joined us on the show right now. Morning, Brad.
Morning.
Morning, crew. How are you?
Morning, Brad.
God, it's been a while since I've been able to say that, and it feels good, guys.
Oh, welcome back.
Well. Welcome back, Brad. Oh, Mama dies catch
good to be
fries.
With you guys.
It's great, mate.
Brad, yeah. What did this mean to you, the comments that Pauline Hanson has come out and said this week?
Well, it's kind of funny because I didn't pick up on it until sort of Thursday. She said it on Wednesday and then I heard about it on Thursday and I thought, you know what, I can directly relate to that. I grew up in quite a low socioeconomic environment in the outer western suburbs of Melbourne. And so, you know, there wasn't too much support around for people with learning difficulties in school growing up, right? And I didn't know until I was about 9 or 10 that I had a form of autism in Asperger's syndrome. I also had attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which is, you know, commonly known as ADHD. So I would act up quite a bit in class. And, you know, it took me a while to actually think, hang on a second, you know, I can relate to these kids that she's talking about. But it didn't so much affect me more than I think about the parents of those kids and also the kids themselves. I mean, it's 2017 and, you know, we're all being told to meet this beautiful standard on social media of a perfect life. And you know, I didn't have that. We didn't have social media when I grew up. So I worry that these kids are already trying to meet this beautiful high bar and they can't do it because they're being told, no, you're not up this high with the rest of the kids. You come down here and you sit with your own group. And you know, it just disheartens me because the studies have shown that these kids can grow up to be absolutely incredible if they're allowed to flourish.
And you were like rattling off some of the people in history that have grown up with these kind of disorders that have gone on to do amazing things. Who are some of those people?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, you know, the people that I mentioned, they don't directly have Asperger's or autism, but there are some incredible minds that do. A lot of people seem to think through some of his character traits and personality traits that Bill Gates has autism or a form of Asperger's. A lot of people in the early years of Einstein's life seem to think because he acted up in school, he got very low marks, you know, that he was an autistic child as well. And I mean, studies haven't conclusively proven that these people have it, but you can see just in the traits and how they've gone on to change the world, you know, how if you give them the right resources, it can happen. And the studies do show as well that with autistic children, especially in my case, you focus on one thing and one like specialist subject. And for me, it's now become radio. So I've made that my career. And they become very good at it. So if we don't give them the chance to let those skills shine, you know, we could be missing out on the next person to cure cancer, you know, the next Victor Chang, the next Bill Gates of Australia. It'd be a shame.
I just think segregation is not the answer. I don't think it at all. And I think to create an understanding within society and for us to band together, you need to educate people together. And this is not the way to do it.
Yeah, so for the kids in the school, Brad, who might be going through this at the moment, and also for the kids who aren't, I mean, would you like to see more support from those kids? You know, maybe more of a band together kind of attitude rather than a separation.
It would be, but I think it is unfair to bring it on the whole, you know, community of children as such. I mean, as teachers, there are, and I'm not saying that teachers are doing anything wrong in this situation, but, you know, as a school community, role models need to stand up and make these people feel like they're a part of the community. When I would act up as a kid, you know, I'd be locked in a separate room at the back of the class, and I had a big window, and I'd be able to see all the rest of the kids, and I'd feel like I was a white elephant in the room. Mm.
And I just think, Brad, don't you think the abilities or inabilities, I mean, it's how we learn. Like, even the other kids that might not have a learning disability, that's a part of life. And you need to learn that, you know, going through school, and you need to kind of realise that they're a part of this world as well, and we're all together in the same thing.
Yeah. Brad, we love the message that you're spreading, mate, and we really believe you should make that video go public. So we know you've only shared it with your friends, and we love that you've come on the show with us, but we'd love that message to get out there. I mean, you're not going to change Pauline Hanson's mind. I mean, it'd be great if we could, but I mean, just to get that message out there to the masses, it'd be amazing.
Yeah, mate. And Brad, you're one of the most amazing people I've ever met. Can I say you're so talented, kind-hearted, you're genuine, you deserve the best, and honestly, it takes a lot to open up about yourself. It's really personal to you, obviously, Brad, but I'm so proud of you for being the voice of those that don't have one.
Can you come back, mate? We miss you.
Yeah, we miss you.
Do you want to bump up the pay packet a little bit?
Em in the newsroom said she'd give you some of her pay,
we'll
actually.
Look into
so that's all good, mate. All good.
You guys seem to be able to come up to Brisbane for Origin on your own pay packets. So, I mean, you share some of that around, couldn't you? Like, that'd be nice.
We'll share you a few drinks, mate. All right, Brad Wood, thanks for joining us here at CFM.
Amazing stuff. Inspirational, Brad, really.
Thanks, mate.
Love you guys. Have a good morning.
Takes
us out on one as well.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
I don't give a sh** news.
There's a lot of them in the media these days. I mean, Rebel Wilson's going through the big court case. She's just finished.
Oh, I kind of cared about that one.
No, I cared about that one, but I'm talking about why she was there.
Right.
It's all the made-up stuff about her.
Of course.
And all those kind of, you know, fluffy stories that the Daily Mail are posting.
Well, see, here's the thing. You and I go sort of head-to-head, and Rach picks one, which one she cares less about.
Yes.
Just find out who wins this game.
You should answer with, I couldn't care less, and then the answer. Okay, Rach?
Okay.
Are you going first?
I can go first, yeah. I think I'm going to win with this one, too.
Oh, I think I've got a good one this
morning. You think you got a good one?
Hopefully it's not the same.
Chappelle Corby.
Oh, Chappelle.
I'm done with Chappelle Corby. She's got her Instagram page. If we need to get an update on Chappelle, we'll go to Instagram.
This is pretty big news, though.
What, that she's broken her leg?
Yeah, she's broken her leg, her ankle, her knee.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Doesn't explain how. Do you know how?
I don't.
Do you want to give the scoop?
What do you think she did?
I don't know.
That's a pretty big injury, can I say?
Well, she's been spending a lot of time at the beach from what I've seen, and she's really getting sort of active and stuff, and maybe she's been cooped up in that prison in Bali so long.
She forgot how to walk.
Yeah, now she's back out on the loose. She's just cutting sick. And now she's, fully broken the leg. But this full article, Chappelle Corby, claims she spent the last few days recovering from a broken leg.
Imagine Chappelle. She gets out of the jail after being in there for how long? 13 years?
13
she's
years,
like,
yeah.
Yes, I'm living. I'm going to get out and see the world. Breaks her leg. She's homebound for the next 3 months.
Not even home. Yeah, well, she's stuck in hospital at the moment. They think she's still in there.
That sucks, doesn't it?
So I'm just going to put it out there. Chappelle Corby, we don't need the news articles on Chappelle anymore. No one cares.
I don't give a sh** news.
All right. Oh, that's a good start.
I don't know. I didn't mind it. I'm pretty interested.
You're trying to make this story.
Yeah, I'm trying to make mine less appealing.
I'll do the same here.
Guys, massive news story coming out today. Liam Gallagher.
Oh, yeah.
Is he still relevant?
I like Oasis.
Was in the band Oasis.
Yeah.
He's come out today and said, this is a full news article on this. Liam Gallagher isn't a fan of taking selfies. He'd rather the fans ask him for an autograph. That's the whole story.
Okay.
The entire thing.
No photos, just autographs.
Just autographs. Okay. If you ever see Liam Gallagher about.
I mean, when I'm walking Erin Fair and I'm just trying to do my shopping and I'm getting stopped for a photo, I feel it. I feel what he's saying.
And how often does that happen to you?
One time.
That's a lie. Never.
Never. So, you know.
Come on, that's a whole news story. Yeah. I don't care. Like, I like Oasis, but I don't care if the guy likes selfies or getting autographs.
Here's the big question. What does Rachel think?
I don't give a sh** news.
I like Liam Gallagher.
Yes.
I like Oasis. But I really care less about selfies or autographs.
Oh, yes! Thought you were going the Chappelle Corby road. Get out.
I don't give a sh**.
Get out. Come on. Chappelle Corby in the jail, in the hospital.
Breaking her leg. That's
no one knows how she broke her leg. That could be a story there.
Rachel's hooked.
Yeah, I know, but come on. It's segment's
you
over.
You've got to let me have one.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
All right, bit of callback heroes we're calling it. We're going to put it to the test this morning. The idea behind it is that someone comes up to you, hypothetically, and they say, you're either, to save your life, you need to call someone, and that person, you need to ask them to call you back in 30 seconds, and if they don't,
you're dead.
Bye-bye.
It's an odd request because you called them. So you got a picture, someone has called you and out of nowhere said, can you call me back in 30 seconds? And you go, well, hang on, you called me. What's going on?
So to save your life,
yes,
one of your friends needs to call you back in 30 seconds.
All right. I'll pick someone in my phone in just a sec to put this to the test, but you go first.
I've got my phone plugged up here.
Yes.
Here we go. One of my friends, my mate Danielle, she's super reliable.
Okay.
Most of the time, she's a really good friend of mine. I'm going to back her in and say she'll call me back.
All right, let's put her to the test.
All right, here we go.
I'm
punching the number in, and here we go.
Got it.
Hola, chica.
Oh, hold on. Danielle, can you literally call me back in 30 seconds? Like, call me back in, like, literally 20 seconds, actually. Call me back.
Okay. Didn't even give her a chance to reply.
That's the game.
Okay, all right.
You can't talk to him.
Not even hi?
Nah.
Someone's just interrupted
exactly.
me.
Exactly. It's like you get interrupted, so now we wait.
That was terrible acting, I've got to say. From you. Oh, God. It's please call me. We'll know within 30 seconds if she's called or not.
Yes!
Oh, she's
Danya Hansen, new legend.
Hello.
You just won me a point in our new game. Thank you for that.
No worries.
That's a true friend right there, Gaundy.
Did you not wonder what was going on when she said, I mean, she called you.
Then I asked you to call me back.
I had no idea, but I just thought I had to do it because it was free.
Yes! I love you so sick right now.
If someone called me, I'd be intrigued. I'd be thinking, oh, I've got to call back in 30
That's
seconds.
That's very true.
Yeah, because, I mean, what is it?
Yeah,
they've
exactly.
called me out of nowhere.
All right, well, 1 point to me
one
so
point.
Far.
Good
Thank
on
you, Danya.
See you guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, bye.
Weirdest call of your life. Good on you. Right, there she goes.
You can tell she's been friends with me for a while. She's like, oh, don't ask any questions. That's fine.
All right, my turn. Who am I going to call here? What about Pommy Gareth, my brother-in-law?
Oh, yeah.
What about him?
I'd back Gareth.
Do you reckon you'd back Gareth to call
I
me back?
I think he would call you back, depending if he's in a good mood or not.
I'm not putting my money on it.
You're not?
I don't
All
think
right.
he will,
Let's
but I'll give
it a go.
Okay.
Gaundy.
Hello, mate.
What's happening?
Oh, someone's just walked in, actually. Can you call me back in 30 seconds?
Okay.
Thanks, mate.
And now we wait. Start the clock. Go.
Time has started. 30 seconds on the clock. Come on, Gareth. Do it for me, mate. You've got this. 30 seconds. I should have been more urgent about it. I should
you
have
weren't
said,
that urgent.
I should have been like, just literally 20 seconds. Give me a call.
I don't know about this.
Oh, come on, Gareth. Call. Oh. Come on, Gareth.
Here it comes.
He's not good with time.
Here it comes.
He's not great with time. At least a minute. Give me a minute.
A minute? Bow, bow. You're out.
Get out of it.
I'm telling you, that was 30 seconds.
What a letdown.
You're gone.
30 seconds.
That was even longer.
Mate. I need to pick someone more trustworthy than Gareth.
See, that's what happens.
Yeah, I know.
You need to pick someone more reliable.
Let's just sit and wait and see how long he takes to actually call through. Are you still timing?
We're over a minute.
Yeah, just keep it rolling.
Oh.
Should I call him back? Come on, Gareth.
Hello.
Mate, what happened?
Oh.
I said, could you call me back in 30 seconds? It's been like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm playing ball. I forgot.
You just hypothetically, Gareth, killed Gaundy.
Gareth, I'm here with Bree. We're playing a new game on our show where you've got 30 seconds to call the person back, even though I called you and you didn't do it, mate.
To save Gaundy's life in this game, and you just killed Gaundy in this game?
Oh, well, every crowd has a steel ball in it.
Yes, yes.
Bobby Gareth with the jab. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, Gareth.
All right, thanks, mate.
You're
bye.
Dead to
bye.
Me. See ya.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
101.3 CFM.
Bree and Gaundy's sob. For the snow.
Port Stephens Coaches. All you need for your snow weekend getaway. Visit portstephenscoaches.com.au.
Bree, does it feel like all your radio dreams have come true?
This is like Christmas for me. How long have I been waiting for this?
You have been pushing for this for a very long time. Bree's calling it the greatest radio game to ever be thought of.
It is.
Beating Beat the Bomb, beating Secret Sound, beating The Fugitive. This is Sob for the Snow.
Mark my words, other radio stations will be copying after this.
Yeah. This is copyrighted on air right now. Hamish and Andy, do not steal it.
Yeah.
You've got enough good ideas.
Back off, Hamish and Andy.
So we're sitting in a boardroom right now, a little mini boardroom here at the radio station. We're looking at a couple of bowls of big
juicy onions.
Ready to go. And we have our four people here. They're going to sob for the snow. So they're going to cry over the next 30 minutes. Whoever can cry the most will win here, Bree.
It's going to be a good time. Let me just say, guys, you're going to smell like onions for the next 3 days. So enjoy that. I've got Nathan and Geordie on this side, Gaundy. They're ready to kick it off. Oh, out of these two, I don't know. They both look like they've cried some tears.
Yeah, Nath over there is looking very relaxed at the moment, Nathan. You got any tactics or anything going into this?
No, not really. Just take it as it comes, you know.
Okay, just
cry. You're a modern-day guy. Do you cry every now and then?
Yeah, I give it a go, you know.
All right.
I like that.
Ash, how are you feeling this morning?
Kind of sad, but that's good.
Okay.
That's what you broke up with her boyfriend last night, actually.
Just for this competition.
She just looked at me like, no, I didn't.
How are you feeling? Ready to cry?
I'm ready to cry.
Okay.
Yep. All right, Geordie, what's your tactic going into this?
I usually watch movies, but...
Oh, really? That's your tactic usually? There's no movies here this morning. It's all onions or nothing.
All right, guys, this is it. We're going to kick this thing off right now. The 30-minute timer is on the table. We're going to kick this thing off, and it'll all be done by the end of the show to find out who wins this thing, all thanks to Port Stephens Coaches.
This is a trip for you and three mates right now. That is what is on the line this morning, guys. Are we ready to kick it off?
I'd be grabbing an onion each right now.
Everyone grab an onion. All right.
We're going Facebook Live on this beast.
Facebook Live.
Hey,
right
there
now.
We go.
You can catch all of this for the next half an hour, these poor human beings.
All right, I'm about to kick off the timer. Your time starts now. There it is.
Start chopping, guys.
30 minutes on the clock. These guys are cutting the onions. It is Sob for the Snow here at CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
101.3 CFM.
Well and truly halfway through our Sob for the Snow here, Bree, crying for a chance to... Nate is now covering himself in onions.
He's using it as an aftershave. You can't rub it in your eyes, though, Nate. All right? You can rub it in. Oh,
man, that's not a good idea. You can see this at the Facebook Live.
Oh, jeez. You're going all out.
We are all going to stink of onions for the next week. Time check for you guys. We've got 11 minutes and 15 seconds left.
Come on, guys. Get in there. Oh, Ash, you're going well.
A trip to Perisher for you and three mates, thanks to Port Stephens Coaches. We're getting towards the end of this thing, but right now we're doing this.
Bree and Gaundy, we clear rap.
Jack the Rapper, the accountant rapper we found, he wraps up the weekly topics for us, Bree.
Yeah, and there's been some big ones this week. We've got Origin That massive game that brought the Origin to a decider.
Don't want to talk about it.
No, I want to talk about
it. It's big news this week, yeah.
Also in there, the dog meat in Bali.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Yeah,
behavior.
The tourists that have eaten dog meat at a restaurant over in Bali, that's made the
How's
cut.
How's he going to get that in the rap?
I don't know, but it's in there. Phelps v. a shark on the Discovery Channel.
Well, that was the biggest.
That was huge.
Of the week.
Massive. And also the escapees from Bali. They escaped the Bali prison. So a lot of Bali in there.
And the Aussie guy still missing. Still on the run.
Two of them found this morning. Yeah. 1,100 kilometres away from the prison at a luxury resort.
The Aussie guy's pulled a full Andy Dufresne.
Hasn't he?
He's
gone.
From Shawshank. Yeah,
forever.
He's out of it. All right, here he is, Jack the Rapper, with the weekly rap here at C.
This rap is Bali heavy. They have been so cold, not the weather. The story's coming and people have been sold. They've been feeding dog to the public. Public are thinking that it is just beef. Now that beef is everything is sinking in, yeah. And now an escapee from jail. Guess where? Oh, you guessed it. Escape was from Bali. Whoa, me. What a week of bad publicity. But that won't stop the Bintang singer wearing Aussies visiting the country. Yeah. It is Shark Week as Michael Phelps prepares for what people say is his biggest feat. He's racing the shark, he's racing the wall, creating a spark of an event, yep, that will truly mark interest from the public curiosity, locked in on Wednesday night, which was Origin on TV, I see a comeback victory from the Maroons, experience up the Blues from taking the throne, another week gone, another hello goodbye, this is the rap, ending your week on a high, cause I am Jack the Rapper, Brian Gorney, that's right, I'll see you all next week, good morning and good night.
Oh, Jack the Rapper
nice
with the weekly
work,
rap,
mate.
He's done it. I did love the, he's racing a shark, he's racing the what? He's racing the what?
Yeah, no, that was good stuff from Jack.
We have, how long left?
Time check on this sob for snow.
8 minutes and 50 seconds.
8 minutes to
Next,
go, guys.
We're going to find out who the winner of this trip is.
Will it be Nathan? Will it be Geordie? Will it be Ash or maybe Nicole?
That is next. Join us on Facebook Live right now to see how the last 8 minutes go down. It's Sob for the Snow here at sea with Brian Gaundy.
Get up with Brian Gaundy.
101.3 CFM.
We've got 1 minute and 7 seconds left in this.
Brian Gaundy's Sob for the Snow.
Port Stephens Coaches. All you need for your snow weekend getaway. Visit portstephenscoaches.com.au.
Officially 50 seconds left, guys. This is it. On the clock. We are down to the last 45 seconds right here of Sob for the Snow.
Half an hour. You've all been cutting onions to win this trip, collecting your tears. Who is it going
to
be?
Nathan has been rubbing onion into his eyes, basically, to get the tears out.
Pure devastation struck during the ads for Geordie as she tipped over her cup.
She tipped over the tears.
Of tears. There was no coming back from that. Geordie, I hate to say it, but you're out.
I think
How
it
do
would
you
be
feel?
Out.
Very sad.
Oh, no.
We actually got real tears.
Well, at least
off
you're
the
already crying.
That, yeah.
That's a plus.
All right, guys, here we go. 15 seconds to go for the remaining three in the race. They'll be happy that the tears got spilt. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Stop your tears.
Time
Stop crying.
Is
Cups
up.
Down. Cups
okay.
down. All right. I do imagine Geordie is out. She tipped over her tears in the ads.
Did tip it over.
Real tears happened.
Nathan's been going hard.
Nathan
Ash.
Over here on the right. Let's join the cups together
right now. Here we go. We're about to put the... Oh, it's gross.
It's
I don't
disgusting.
Want to touch it.
It's disgusting. We've got Nicole on the end. You've done a dismal effort.
Nicole, no
Here we
tears.
Go. It's between Ash and Geordie. Ash and Nathan right now.
Check how much onion is in that, can I say? Like, is there any onion inside the cup? Or is
I'm
that all
do
tears?
The onion check. There is very minimal onion.
Minimal onion.
Together. Is it Ash? Is it Nathan?
I think it's an obvious one.
Nathan's taking it
Nathan!
Out!
Yes, trip
you've
to
done
the
it!
Snow, my friend.
Oh, what an amazing turnout. Love it.
Yeah, buddy.
I don't want to touch you.
Yeah, it's a bit.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch you. You stink.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Who are you going to take? You and three mates. Who's coming to the trip?
I don't know yet. It's a hard decision, you know.
Well, you, is that your girlfriend Jess over here?
Yeah, I guess she might have to come.
She has been lurking out here, just giving him the look like you better win this.
Is it going to be a boys' trip or do you expect to go?
I expect to go, obviously.
She's here for the support.
She was here for the support. She endured the tears herself.
Yes.
She had to go take a walk.
We all have. Guys, oh, man, you get
Devastation
nothing.
Devastation for everyone else. You can take any onions you've cut today home with you if you're going to have a barbecue this weekend. But other than that...
Oh, Nathan's our winner. Sod for the snow.
Nice work, Nathan. Did I not say best radio game ever created?
This is the inaugural, so we might have to bring it back next
year. I like your thinking. That's what I like. Yes.
It's all thanks to Port Stephens Coaches. All you need for your snow weekend getaway, you can visit portstephenscoaches.com.au.
I just love that Nathan's going to go home today and he's going to go, I want a trip today to the snow. How'd you do it? Oh, cried a bunch of tears. Like, he's literally going to have to say that to people.
He can, and there's video to prove it too. Facebook Live. Nick Kelly's been doing some great work on the camera as well.
Cried
so.
Like an absolute baby, they did.
Little baby, Nate. Well done. Well done, sir. My money was on you from the get-go. Sob for the snow. It is Brian Gordy here at CA. We got another song. We want to wrap up the show here.
What do you reckon?
What are we feeling?
I would like Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake.
Oh, that wouldn't be a bad one to go out on this
morning. That wouldn't be bad. Rach back in the studio.
She's wrapping up the show. The helicopter herself has given us the wind-up.
Yeah, winded it up.
All right, that's it for a Friday. We are back tomorrow morning with our Saturday show from 7. That goes right around the country, which is great.
We can't wait. We'll see you then.
Thanks for coming in, guys. We appreciate it.
Guys. Thanks for crying those tears.
Have a great R&B Fridays. It's Brian Gaundy here at Seed.
Get up with Brian Gaundy.
101.3 CFM.